Actor and comedian Andy Griffith has died. Griffith was a television fixture for much of his career. The Andy Griffith Show was among the country's favorite programs in the 1960s and remains popular in reruns today. Griffith was also a movie star and recording artist. Andy Griffith died this morning at his home on Roanoke Island, North Carolina. He was 86 years old. Adam Hochberg has this remembrance.
In a career that spanned half a century, Andy Griffith starred in five different television series, made more than 30 movies, and even recorded a Grammy Award-winning gospel album. But one role defined him for generations of fans.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Griffith was 34 in 1960 when he ventured into weekly television for the first time. The result was an iconic series about an idyllic place, the fictional town of Mayberry, North Carolina, which seemed far removed from the real-life turbulence of the 60s. Griffith reminisced about the role of Andy Taylor in a 1986 NPR interview.
We never talked about it, but the backbone of the show and the thrust of the show was love, the deep regard that these people had for one another.
Opie, what in the world happened? Who did that to you?
Matt Merlis. He's my best friend.
I hate to think what he'd do if he's your enemy. You're a sight.
I suppose you tell me how you got yourself all messed up like that.
He was just wrestling, having fun.
Be young and sure have fun the hard way, don't you?
Andy Griffith's success as a comic actor came even though his first dream in life was to be a serious singer. In college, he majored in music, and as a young man, he set off for New York to audition for roles in operettas and jobs in choirs. But Griffith said the auditions failed to yield him a single offer.
Instead of being hurt, I just started to wonder, what could I do with the rest of my life? And I went home and wrote a few jokes. That summer, I did my first long monologue, and a man named Orville Campbell came up to me and said, I have a record company. Would you like to record what it was football? And I said, yeah.
Both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life.
That football monologue, released in 1953, made Griffith famous and helped propel him onto Broadway and into Hollywood. Initially, he played a variety of roles, including a maniacal wannabe politician in his debut movie, A Face in the Crowd. But he later settled into a comfortable persona as a wise Southern patriarch, a role that served him well both in his Mayberry days and on his second TV hit, the lawyer drama Matlock. Ron Howard played Opie on The Andy Griffith Show. And in a 1995 interview on WHYY's Fresh Air, Howard said Griffith brought a rare down-home honesty to their on-screen relationship.
You know, they always have the kids in situation comedies be brats. And they really are kids that, you know, you kind of think, God, somebody ought to just discipline that kid. But the Andy-Opie relationship was more of a real relationship, where when the kid gets out of line, the father does something about it. And the kid respects the father instead of being just a wise guy all the time. And it's one of the things that differentiates it from what we're accustomed to seeing on sitcoms.
Andy Griffith scaled back his TV appearances after Matlock went off the air. And freed from the burdens of weekly television, he rediscovered the singing career he dreamed of as a teenager. While in his 70s, Griffith recorded a series of gospel albums. Talking with NPR in 1996, he expressed hope that his hymns, like his TV shows, would harken back to another era.
Things have changed so much. People walked away from a simple life we had in the 20s and 30s. And I am glad that I am able to touch that period in our lives with the shows that I do and with the music that I do.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
A statue of Griffith as Andy Taylor stands in Raleigh, North Carolina, the capital of his home state. The inscription reads, "A simpler time, a sweeter place, a lesson, a laugh, a father, a son." Words that Griffith said nicely summarized the legacy he hoped to leave behind. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my...
This is NPR News.